Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your host, Janet Thornburg, and for my e-friends, known as Daisy, we have an exciting show today in Love Connections. Now, bear with me as I publicly connect to the spirit of love. Heavenly Father, I ask that you, I beseech you to touch each and every one of us, and as we open our hearts and minds to the truth through your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. By the authority and power of the Word of God, I speak to any spirit that stands between our miracles and our abundant life. Life and death are in the power of my tongue. I use my words to command life into each and every one of our lives and curse all doubt that tries to delay our victories. Well, as my little introductory says, there's nothing better than being with the right person in your life. Peace of mind with each other, knowing that you're blessed. Confidence is definitely a byproduct of the right relationship. Sometimes the wrong relationships take your toll on your life, and the purpose of this show is to help you make the right move at the right time. Callers can get a revelation on this part of their destiny. Our scripture today is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, I want you to focus on that word now. We're not talking about tomorrow or years from now or weeks from now or any particular healing service or anything. Right now, this day. Now, faith is what we are focusing on now, and meaning right now. So things are going to happen. So we need to exercise our faith. We need to stop focusing on the tendency to settle for what is, what might be. And we also tend to think that what we could be. So in Hebrews 11:1, it tells us that now faith is a substance, things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. And what does that mean to us? It means we hope for something that isn't here yet. And also the scripture in Romans chapter 4, verse 17, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. And we have to, that's what we need to focus on. We need to focus on what we want, not deviate from it, not get caught up in the appearance of things. And that's where we get caught sometimes. And we have to realize that God gives you the ability to transcend your physical limitations, all of your mental and emotional limitations. It's our intent to start with this, with the right connection that connects us to the very best, which is our Heavenly Father. If you put Him first in your life, nothing will be missing or broken. Everything that we need to live a life that is pleasing to God with nothing missing or broken has been placed in our spirits. So the right connections have been put there, and we need to access it with our faith. And that includes having the right relationship in your life. Nothing missing, nothing broken. You know, in the beginning, in Genesis, when God said it was not good that man be alone, He made a helpmate for man. And He meant for us to put God first, then family. And maybe family is just you and your other half, your spouse. That's a family. You form a family at that time. And it has its challenges all through. We are faced with challenges all the time. They're being put into our space. But everything has been given to us in 2 Timothy. To live a life that is pleasing, an abundant life that has nothing missing and nothing broken. And how is it done? It's done by the renewing of your mind to think differently than you did before you made the transition to being born again by accepting Jesus as your Savior. So we need to renew our mind and remember that to think differently. We think in faith lines, in that we're seeing things hoped for, but they're not seen yet. I did a lot of prayer work on all the seemingly that nothing was happening, and I, you know, even though I was told it was going to happen, it didn't seem to be manifesting. So I went before the Lord and I said, Lord, I need to know for the people that you've put into my ministry that seek counsel from me, why isn't things happening for them? And he explained it to me that sometimes things are so deep that mere words can't move something or can't change something. So we have to ask the Holy Spirit. And you can find these scriptures in Romans chapter 8, the whole chapter. The 29th or 30th verse is one of my favorites. All things work together for good for those who love God. Well, when we renew our mind and we put ourselves into that realm of thinking in a we're new creatures, the old has passed away. You know, what remains the same is your mind and your body. And those come into alignment. You know, Paul entreated the Lord one time because he had obviously had a weakness, and the Holy Spirit helps us with our weakness. And you'll read that in Romans chapter 8. And sometimes that's who we have to turn to get things to turn around. But Paul entreated the Lord for a particular weakness or a thorn in the flesh that he had. And God's response to him was, my grace is sufficient for you. And God's grace is sufficient for us. We need to let grace change us. We're busy, you know, all of us are busy individuals. We're out here doing what we need to do. And I want us to do more than just survive. I want to see us thrive. And we can if we just get a hold of this and put it in our spirit. Everything in our spirit is perfect. It's the flesh that we have to deal with. That's part of our destiny. But if you renew your mind, and when your mind begins to heal your soul, and when your soul becomes healed, your body will come into alignment. All of a sudden, you'll be doing the right things at the right time, eating the right food. You'll be led to things to live a very prosperous life. And that's the message, you know. When I began these radio shows, I was doing it as a request of spirit. God is reaching out to each and every one of us. We're in the last days. I know that evil is abounding, but where evil abounds, grace can more abound. But it can't if you won't open up to it, if you can't believe it and open your mind to it. You know, what we put in our minds goes into our hearts, and that's what God searches. He searches our hearts. He knows our motives. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And his hand has reached out to you this day to turn your life around, to bring the right person into your life, and to give you the desires of your heart. So I'm going to take this first call here. Okay. All right, let's not have technical problems. This has been a really tough Mercury retrograde, I'm telling you. Okay. Hello? No, we don't seem to be connecting here. I had a heck of a time getting on. It was very stressful. It was very stressful. Okay, let's try this again. I see your question mark. trying to get you on the air. I'm having trouble. Hello? Not working. Hang in there with me. I'll shoot off an email here to technical support and see what's happening. Like I said, I had a very difficult time getting online today. And it got down to 5 minutes, and I'm like, oh, no, this is not going to work. So, again, we need to renew our mind and learn to take thoughts captive. You know, if you've ever been emotionally abused, physically abused, abandoned, rejected. The emotional center has that history and just starts, you know, getting, churning out that stuff all the time to us. And the enemy of our souls, the only way he can touch us is to put a thought into our mind. And what we do with it is what we create after that point. So you want to catch those thoughts and replace them with something very positive. So, okay, I'm trying to connect here to callers, but I'm not getting the job done. I'm not sure what's going on here. Nothing's working. Okay, I shot off an email to the... technical support. We'll see what happens here. Nothing's coming back. Doesn't seem to be working at all. Nope. Not working. Okay. Hello? Hello? Hello, everybody. I think I'm back. I'm not sure what's going on. Well, I don't seem to be able to connect to anyone. I've tried a couple of numbers here. Nothing is working. And when I sent out the email for technical problems, I got disconnected. So this is the last day of Mercury retrograde. Thank God it's not going out easy. It is not doing, it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to take calls today. You'll just have to remind me on Keen, if you're a Keen customer, Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644-478, to send you minutes to answer your question that you didn't get today. All other members, church members, know how to contact me and can get an answer to your question that you didn't receive today. I'll continue the show, and hopefully at some point it might work. I'll keep trying, but it doesn't seem to be. I noticed a lot of people are dropping here. Okay. Once again, I can be contacted at Keen, www.keen.com, Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644-478. On Keen and ask for 3 minutes for the radio show that didn't complete. And church members know how to call me. So I've been having trouble with that as well. I tried to send out emails on Keen to notify people that I was doing this radio show today, and they wouldn't allow those emails to go through for some way. I don't know if it was technical problems or for sure, but they didn't go through, and I'm going to try to address that because I'm not trying to take business from them. I'm actually promoting them, and the people that call me on the radio show, I read for on Keen, so I don't know what the issue is. But I'm sorry that this is happening. It's really disturbing to me because I really am ready for this. But again, let's look at the positive aspects that if we use the positive aspect of our imagination instead of the negative part, believing the picture that's formed, oh, he's cheating on me, or this isn't going to work, and I realize that once somebody deceives another person, then, you know, that's the beginning of trouble. when I used to do premarital counselings for the church, I told them, don't tell that first lie. Don't tell a lie. Your mate should be your very best friend. You should be able to be yourself, be at home with or without the makeup, and be yourself with that person and have complete confidence and honesty in the relationship. So we need to never be deceptive. It just comes back on you, and it's not a good thing. So we can use the positive part of our imagination to form better pictures in our lives and to speak blessings over ourselves, positive affirmations over our life. Pastor Gregory Dickow has a series called The Revolution, and it's, you know, it's really the right time to understand those processes. He has brilliant work where he does the areas like worry, not enough money, and he takes you through the process, gives you the scripture basis that we shouldn't be doing that, and then he gives you the positive affirmations. But I want you to know who your identity is. And so I planned on doing this at the end of the show, but I'm going to do it right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, I stand in agreement with your word, and I call in every good thing that you have for each and every one of us, or at the sound of my voice. And here's a positive affirmation. I am abundantly provided for in my finances. I am supernaturally healed and whole in my body. Jeremiah 17:14. I am a new creation anointed for my ministry of reconciliation. When we accept Jesus, we enter a ministry of reconciliation, to reconciliate ourselves and others to the love of God. Joel 2:28. I am divinely favored at my work and in my business and whatever I put my hands to. Psalm 5:12. I am renewed with passion in my marriage and in all my relationships. Genesis 2:24. I am filled with wisdom for all my decisions. And remember this, in Romans 4:17, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. And so things don't exist right now, but I've just given you the way out of that. You know, most of us struggle, and our struggle takes place in our minds. Doubt in the mind is something we are destined to take authority over and put your spirit back into the authority over your soul. That's what you do by renewing your mind. And when you do that, then the spirit and the soul pulls the body into balance. I'm going to close with this prayer. So I'll try one more time, see if I can take a call. And if not, I'm going to close with a prayer and give everyone my apologies for this mess today. Thank you, Mercury Retrograde, and the enemy, I'm sure. Okay. Let's try this. Nope, it is not working.
So I'm going to close with this prayer, and people who, like I said, my Keen customers, my contact me on Keen, ask me for minutes to answer this question. My church members and friends of the church, they know how to contact me. Remind me to answer your question.
In the name of Jesus, I call the unsaved into his kingdom. I pronounce blessing on all my callers and listeners, which we couldn't have callers today, on their homes, in their families, and everyone who enters their lives to be blessed. I release finances into their lives and their families. I release the Holy Spirit in their health. And I pray that you will touch each and every person's life. And I praise you for this opportunity, and I praise you for all the people in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, guys, I'll see what I can do about finding out what happened here. I apologize, but it doesn't seem to be working today. So until next time, God bless.